Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the Pfizer second quarter results conference call. As a reminder, for the duration of the conference, all participants are in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should anyone need assistance during this conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on their touch-tone telephones. Please note that this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. S. Sridhar, Finance Director of Pfizer. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sridhar.
Thanks a lot, and good afternoon, everyone. Kewal, unfortunately, is not there today, so I'll be standing in for Kewal also. So in the first part of it, I will take you through the performance, and then I'll take on any questions after that. Based on the IMS data for May, Pfizer has grown around 20.2%, and where the industry has grown at 19.6%. All the therapeutic areas have done really well. All are strong double-digit growth across the therapeutic areas in the industry. Pfizer has maintained the market share of 2.3%. There are not much change in the market share, and Pfizer has the average index of 102, and most companies have been seen as showing a high double-digit growth by IMS data. Our products continue to be in top 100, six of our products. Corex is number 2. It moves between number 1 and 2. Because it is ranked 7, Genesis 51, Donalex 60, Miniprex 70, and Magnix 72. And all these products, as per the IMS data, have grown faster than the market growth. In terms of our key products, we have maintained our rank. We have more or less maintained our market share. There's no major shift in any of our products. Moving on to financial highlights, we have reported a net sales increase of 14% for the quarter, the profit before exceptional of 5%, and the profit after exceptional of 12%. Profit for the quarter is slightly impacted by higher staff costs, and travel expenses, and some incentives for people there. Our operating income is up by around 63.5%, and expenditure 70.1% for the quarter. YTD, we are around 12% growth in terms of sales and about 10% growth in PBT after exceptional items. In terms of our sales for the quarter, or the 14% growth in sales, 12% is coming from volume and about 3% coming from price. Of the 14%, the pharma segment has done 16%, and animal health about 4%, as a result, a weighted average of 14%. In terms of YTD, of the 12% growth, the pharma is around 30-odd percent there, and animal is around 6%. In terms of volume and price, 10% for volume and 2% for price. In terms of key product performance of the pharma division, all products have done very well, double-digit growth, except Bicosis, which is slightly lagging on, basically upon top price reduction we had in the beginning of the year of around 3-4%, and that is what is impacting Bicosis. Otherwise, all the key products have gone very well at double-digit growth there. In terms of Rx to OTC business, which is the future of business, we've grown around 16% for the quarter, primarily driven by Jelusil, which is a flagship brand, and also 10% for the full year, and Jelusil 13% there. Animal health for the quarter is 4% and about 6% year-to-date. Animal health business for this year is impacted as we discontinued selling some of the Bayer products on account of termination of license with Bayer this year. So we lost about 4 crores of sales for the quarter and about 6 crores for half year. We also had some lower institutional sales in this quarter versus the same period last year. In terms of new products performance for the half year, and it's about 3.2% of our total sales, and for the quarter it's about 3.7% on a full year basis. And it's a new product, I mean the product launched from 2008 onward, which are about 2 years old. And for the full year, we expect around 3.5 to 3.6%. We launched a new product called EQO this quarter. EQO is the acetaminophen and paracetamol combination. We launched it this month as a new product. In terms of other operating income, For the quarter, we have had some income coming in from Wyatt on account of cross services which are rendering to Wyatt Limited, and therefore for the year we have about, for the quarter, about 4 crores higher, and for the full year basis it's about 16 crores or 11 crores drop, basically coming in from the same increase because of Wyatt itself. In terms of total expenditure, after a long period of time, we managed to have a material cost at around 34.9% for the quarter and 36% for the year. Benefit of vitamin C price coming to us now. The whole of last year, we had a very high vitamin C price. Now, employee cost is about 50-odd%. I'll explain to you why. And other expenditure about 25%. Overall, total expenditure is around 89.2% versus 87%. And on a half-yearly basis, is more or less comparable. The material costs, like I said, is favorable because of vitamin C pricing. We have about 3 crores of saving compared to the same period last year for the quarter, and about 5 crores in the previous for the half year basis. So subject to that, material cost is more or less fine. Salaries, like employee cost, like I said, is 56%, primarily coming in from about 12-13% coming on account of annual increase in salaries. We have had some additional people joining us. We had some 245 employees coming and joining us this year, in this quarter. Our incentives are slightly higher compared to last year. And the other impact is on the discounting factor on AS15 or the adoption of retirement benefits, which we keep doing every quarter there. Other than that, there are no major changes. This one-off number of people and the one-off impact of this AS15 has hit us this quarter. Also, we have fully absorbed the new law of gratuity, which increases ceiling limit of 3 lakh to 10 lakh of rupees. We have fully billed that in this quarter. The impact of that is roughly around 3 crores for the quarter. Similarly, on a YTD basis, so employee cost of 28%, like I said in the last analyst call also, we've had increase of field force by 500 people in this year versus last year. Plus, in addition, we had some 240 employees who joined us new in this quarter there. So overall, our number of people have increased, and as a consequence of that, we've had a higher salary cost there. And also the impact of the gratuity limit of 3 lakhs to 10 lakhs for the YTD basis. For other expenditure, is up 25% for the quarter and 16% for the half-year basis. The primary increase is coming in on account of the detail aids, what we give to the field force. On account of increased field force, our detail aid expenses have also increased. The traveling has also consequently increased because of the number of people actually hitting the road. We have had some higher maintenance services for our computers on account of some new contract with HP, and that has taken us a little increase. Consequent to that, for the quarter, it's 25%. In terms of other income, we have lost interest income is slightly lower for the quarter. It's about 12 crores versus 13 crores on account of interest rates. In terms of, we also had one-off gain in terms of some one-off income in other income. As a result, we are about 21 crores for the quarter versus 22 crores last year. The effective tax rate more or less remained the same, around 35 to 36% ranges. Our balance sheet has not seen any major changes. We are well within our debtor days. Inventory is in control. No major addition to fixed assets, and cash and bank balances are the same levels more or less as last year. That's all I have from my side. I can take on any questions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. At this time, participants who wish to ask a question may please enter star and then one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw a question from the queue, please enter star followed by two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. To ask a question, please enter star followed by one at this time. Our first question is from the line of HR Gala of Quest Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Sridhar.
Hello, Mr. Gala.
Yeah, fine. We have seen the results. Just I was wondering that I had pleasure of attending the annual general meeting. where our chairman, Mr. Aresha and Kevalanda had given certain very loud messages as to what's going to be the Pfizer Inc.'s focus for India and our company. Now, can you tell in this last three months, what progress have we made in that direction?
This is regarding in which context, Mr. Gala?
No, in the context of, you know, for the, the launching of the new products, some of the therapy areas where, you know, we have definitely a large market ahead of us, but we do not have any products. That's what, you know, was the message at the time of presentation was given. And it was said that we are trying hard to, you know, get into those therapy areas.
Sure. In that context, like we said, Mr. Handa said that our currently Pfizer portfolio, if you look at it, we are roughly present around 45% therapeutic areas, whereas most leading companies are there in about 80 to 90% therapeutic area. Our ambition is to increase our therapeutic area coverage from 45 to about 70. That's our ambition. In that context, we have also started looking at options of entering into branded value offerings. That's with the marketers. So over the period of the last 2 years, we have had series of brand launches coming in. I can see over 14 or 15 products we have launched in the last 2 months. In 2009, we launched about 5 products. And 2010, we already launched about 2 products in that direction. So that's the strategy of getting into branded value offerings in therapeutic areas where we feel there's a gap today and there's a potential for growth.
Okay. The 70% target is achievable by which year?
It's about 3-4 years down the line, Mr. Gala. It won't be an immediate...
Okay, no, I understand that.
3-4 years for us to reach that level.
Okay. In the beginning, you know, there was some music in the system, so I could not... get how much Pfizer grew according to the IMS May data?
Pfizer has been shown as growing at 24.3%, Mr. Gala.
24.3 against 19.6% for the industry.
That's right.
Okay. And in terms of the manpower also, the numbers I didn't get, how many total number of employees now do we have?
As of now, total employees as of May is about 2,789.
2789. Out of which, how many medical reps?
Medical reps are 2274.
2274.
Yeah.
And how many additions we made in this year so far?
Towards the beginning of this year and last year. Okay. In the beginning of last year, beginning of this year, we added about 500 people.
Okay.
In addition, recently about 200 people joined us recently. We had some open posting internally in the system for some opportunities we had. Mm-hmm. Some people from Wyatt joined us, around 200 people joined us.
Okay. So totally 700 people have joined?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last question from my side is, you said that we have received some service income from Wyatt.
Yeah.
How much is that number? You said 4 crore for the quarter.
That's right.
And for the full year, it will be 11 or 16?
We don't know. We are still working on it because it will change based on the kind of services we render.
Okay.
So it's not really a freeze amount. So it depends on the kind of services we render.
Okay.
The first time we're entering into it for this year.
Okay.
So I'm not able to comment on the full year number what it's going to be, and we'll have to take on this on as soon as it comes this quarter, every quarter.
Okay, fine. Yeah. And the cash and bank balances you said are almost same at the last table. How much would be that number roughly?
We have a deposit of about 540 crores in the bank.
540 crore. And how much of ICD?
ICD is about 225 crores.
225 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gala.
Thank you, Mr. Gala. Our next question is from the line of Ranjit Kaparia of HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sridhar. My question relates to animal healthcare business. We have done 5% growth during the quarter and around 7% growth during the half year.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned that this is mainly due to the discontinuation of some of the buyer brands which were marketing. So going further, how do you see the future of the continuation business? And my second question relates to the clinical trials. This is, again, a very high growth area. Are we ramping up this clinical trial business?
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Kaparia. On your animal health business, we had an advance notice of this being terminated. We had planned accordingly. We are launching new products in animal health. We have already launched about a literary product called Bovilite. We launched 4 pet products in the quarter 4 of 2009. We have launched 2 new products this quarter. So we are looking at options to increase our portfolio augmentation in animal health as of now. Of the total sale of about, we still will be having 120 crores of sales of animal health in our business for the full year. 6 months, we have lost about 6 crores on account of Bayer, but as these new products of Bovilite or Cannabites or Spectrum come into play, it should offset that loss to some extent there. Without that, Bayer products for the first quarter would have grown 27%, and for second quarter, 23%, and at 25%. So these new products which have been launched should give us some kind of coverage there. And talking of clinical trials, Skaparia, it's not a main forte of us. We leverage our strength to support our global company in terms of the trials there. So it is not a business area for us to really increase our focus as significantly. We do depend a lot on CROs for our work. We outsource it to them. So it's more of a service line function to a global company rather than our own internal focus here.
Okay, thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kaparia. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants that you may enter star followed by one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Shyam Prabhu of Banyan Tree Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. In the second half of 2009, it was mentioned that the secondary sales were in excess of primary sales because of streamlining of the pipeline stock and stuff like that. So in the first half of 2010, is there any divergence at all between primary sales and secondary sales?
No. Our primary and secondary are in line. There are no major gap between our primary and secondary sales.
Okay. If one were to look at benchmark 2010 growth versus 2009, in the second half you'll have like a distortion because of this pipeline that got scaled down. If one were to look at 2010 sales over 2008, in the first half, the sales growth is around 37-38% over a two-year period. Do you see any reason for this growth momentum to change in any sense?
No. See, like I said, the whole of last year, we had a pretty good the growth in the first two quarters because we had a challenge in previous 2008 on account of some out-of-the-cash issues. So therefore, the first two quarters of 2009 was always very strong, given the base was very very low. Whereas if you see our growth after that, it is more of a sustained on a regular basis. There are no exceptions there. And therefore, it's now it's stabilized, and therefore it will continue in more or less this line.
Okay. And what percent of our drugs are covered under DPCO?
From 20-odd percent.
And how has this number changed over, say, the last 5 years, 3 years?
No, it has remained more of the same. There's no major change there. I've been tracking this for the last 2 years, and I find in the range of 20 to 25% is what it is. We haven't had any new products coming into price control. Yes, we had some decrease in Bicosus beginning of this year. Price slightly came down, but otherwise, more or less, it's around the same range.
Thank you so much. My questions are answered.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Prabhu. Our next question is from the line of Girish Bakhru of JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. First question is on this new ruling by NPPA that they might include 354 drugs, you know, in price control. So how much of our drugs actually come under the essential drug list? Can you give a number?
Yes, it's too early to answer this question. We haven't really done a detailed evaluation of that. The 354 is not new. It has been in the system for some time, and we really don't have a clarity on what they exactly propose to do. Given that our therapeutic area is around 45% present there, so I'm not able to really comment on how it will impact us. Till this time, we read the fine lines of it, what kind of pricing they want to come out with, what is the kind of a rating they want to give. So it all depends on, I need a lot more clarity to really evaluate that.
Okay. Okay. Second question is actually on the product launches. This quarter, you said you did one launch on a combination of aciclofenac and paracetamol. Any color on what kind of products, if there are some pretty new products that can be seen in this year itself, or what is the number actually we're looking at?
Number of products?
Number of product launches, yes.
We launched a product called Beko Special in the beginning of the first quarter. Okay,
right,
that's
right.
Multivitamin tablet. We launched EQO in this quarter here. That's the animal health and everything. We could have a couple of more products coming in the next few months. We're still working on it because we have to go through some regulatory clearances, medical clearances, etc. within our system before we really finalize that. So there could be some couple of more products which will come through this year.
Okay, and how has the performance been in the other products like Champix and Lyrica? I mean, are these products seeing that traction now? Because I believe it's been quite some time that they have been in the market, but our market share and growth rate actually haven't really changed much.
No, Lyrica, we continue to be number one player in terms of value. Okay, we are in terms of market share, we're number one in terms of value. Though in terms of volume, we may not be there. Lyrica has grown around 40-odd% for the half year and about 19% for the quarter. So Lyrica is doing exceptionally very well. Champix, it has its own struggle. We're not able to really get through to people accepting the fact that you can have smoking cessation with medicines. So Champix continues to be a struggle there. The other new products like Cyclocapron or Ingolpacar, with recent launches of Target or Above 5, they all are doing pretty well in terms of a market. It's meeting our expectations or actually meeting in some expectations.
Okay. Would you be able to share some details on what kind of clinical trial studies Pfizer might be doing in India?
No, Pfizer India does not do any trial of its own. We do a service function for Pfizer Inc. for the studies, what they require for their products there.
Right.
It's not a Pfizer India kind of a study, so I wanted to share with us any details of that because it's more for a Pfizer Global Inc.
Right. Okay, I'll join back the queue for more questions.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Bakru. Our next question is from the line of Bhavin Shah of Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Hi, Shida, sir. A couple of questions. In the light of the vitamin C prices now cooling off, any price revisions that you all plan to take?
Because it's come under price control, Mr. Shah. So I cannot take a price increase or a decrease or anything like that. So it depends on the government when they change their policy there.
So this product is a main derivative having vitamin C.
That's right. It's the main component.
It's the main thing. Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Any review on the pilot programs and Tier 3 towns? How are they progressing, etc.?
I'm sorry?
How are the pilot programs in Tier 3 towns moving, sir, in the rural initiatives broadly?
No, rural initiative, we haven't really kicked off. We are still evaluating options, what we have.
Okay.
It's a different ball game altogether. It requires a different approach to the market. So at this juncture, we don't have any plans to enter rural market. We may just want to understand the market better.
Okay, right. I'll be in the queue. Lastly, one question. Any proprietary products to be launched this year?
No.
Not really. The focus is really branded generics.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Our next question is from the line of Akshat Vyas of Anvil Research. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Akshat.
Hello, sir. Sir, you said how many product launches have happened till now, sir?
This year we launched two products, okay?
Okay.
We launched about six products in the second half of last year.
Okay.
So, and we launched about a few products. Over the last 2 years, we launched about 40 to 15 products.
40 to 15.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just one thing. Just going ahead, do you see the growth majorly coming in from growth from new products or the top brands or the patented products?
I think our growth focus will still be our key products of Vicosis and Corex. They are our main drivers and they will continue to be driving well. The KDPs will continue to be the detailed products, will be the products there. This BBOs, what we're launching as of now, only augments the portfolio gap what we have. So
okay.
We created this product with a lot of science behind it and we're trying to market with some science behind it. So it will take some time to establish there. So BBOs our own really change my penal structure overnight, but it takes some time to stabilize.
So your launch of patented products, that will come when, so means that won't be like in the next 2-3 years, that will be more ahead, right, sir?
As of now, we have no such plans in the patented product. Our focus is more on the branded generics here.
Okay.
So we don't have any insight into the patented products for the time being.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you
Mr. Vyas. Our next question is from the line of Kruden Cheda of ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Congrats on good set of numbers.
Thank Thank you.
Also, recently we have launched Prevnar 13. So has it been launched through Wyeth or Pfizer India?
Prevnar 13 is a Wyeth product, and Pfizer, it's not a Pfizer limited product.
Okay, so it has been launched through the Wyeth listed Wyeth India.
It is a Wyeth product, hence it's part of Wyeth Limited.
Okay. So what kind of, would you be able to share more details about that product in this?
No, I don't have much of knowledge into that product there. All I know is it's a pneumococcal vaccine for pneumonia for children. What I've been told is it's an improved version of the current product already there in the market, which is on 7-valent, this is 13-valent. So beyond that, I wouldn't know.
And so any regarding the pricing?
I have no clue about Prevnar, so we probably have to get into the Wyeth analyst call to ask that question.
Okay. And so, I missed one thing. Why was the sales of the animal division down? I missed that part.
We have some license agreement with Bayer Limited, and that license agreement expired the beginning of this year. So as a result, we lost about 6 crores of sales on those products for H1 and about 4 crores for the quarter. So, and second, we had last year, we had about 4 crores worth of institutional sales last year, which we haven't got as of now this year. These two factors put together led to a drop in animal health sales for the quarter.
But going forward, so what are we expecting? What kind of revenue are we expecting in that division?
No, so our animal health business, like I said, will be around 120 crores for the year. We have launched about 5 or 6 new products in the segment, nutritionary product, pet product, and livestock product. So we are looking at new products to augment the portfolio here. And we already launched about 5-6 products this year.
Okay, okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. Chheda. Our next question is from the line of Ashwini Desai of Bajaj Allianz Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Ashwini.
Yeah, I have a few questions. My first question is regarding the, I was just having a look at the ORG IMS data. For the past 2 months, I mean, you have been growing pretty fast. I mean, amongst the fastest in the industry, your rank has also improved. So what has been driving this growth?
I think we have, like I said, 2009 was a watershed year for Pfizer in India.
Okay.
Because we launched, we added field force, we launched new products. So we're seeing a renewed focus in Pfizer India the last 2 years. So that's one. Our field force had now expanded into beyond metros now. They've gone to Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities there. So all the additions are getting in. We are getting smaller teams focusing on key products rather than one team doing all the set of products. We have to subdivide our teams into therapeutic areas and smaller groups there. So there's a lot of focus coming in terms of our way we approach our customers and our market, and that would be a large extent leading to this.
Okay, okay. And even if I see the number for the March, April, and May month in this year, the growth in this ORG data shows like 21%, and for the April and May, excess of 30%. But still, our sales growth has been 14%. Why this mismatch?
See, it's very difficult for me to answer that question because, first of all, one is the MAT data, one is a 6 months and a quarter data, that's one. So there could be a timing difference there.
Okay, okay.
Secondly, IMS is only a trend analysis in terms of they don't do 100% coverage. They do some kind of a scientific basis and then they do some extrapolations there. So IMS is more as a trend or more in terms of understanding how the market is going. And I would use it more as information and understanding there and use it more for my learnings of which areas, of which therapeutic areas are functioning well, who are the top players. So I use it more for my information purposes, but I would still go with my internal data as the right data for the actual performance.
Okay. My second question is, apart from the Pfizer, the listed entity in India, how many subsidiaries does the parent have and how is those companies' product portfolio different from the listed companies' one?
I won't be able to answer that question, Ashwin, unfortunately, because it comes outside of portfolio of a management here. But
okay.
Just for the information, there are two subsidiary companies of Pfizer, Inc. and India here. And I don't get into the operation of that company.
Okay, two companies means one is the listed one and...
No, in addition to the listed one, there are two companies.
There are two more companies.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And my third question is, you mentioned that the staff cost in this quarter was higher on account of the reasons that you gave. So going ahead, how much staff cost should we expect every quarter?
It's a little difficult to answer that question.
Would it be like it has been in the range of 27 to 32? Like, is it like 30, 32 can we expect?
I really don't know because we are on expansion free. Mm-hmm. So therefore, there could be some additions coming in. So it's very difficult for put a factor in there. The only exception I've had is about three crores of the gratuity, which increasing limits 3 to 10 lakhs, which increased us about 3 lakhs,
okay.
3 crores. Plus, we had we keep doing a quarterly actual valuation based on discount levels. So discount assumption of actuary changes, we have a plus or a minus coming in. So that has hit us about 4 crores. So I'm hoping that these two are one-offs this quarter, and we shouldn't get a repetition of the next year.
Okay.
But in terms of additions and all, I can't predict for the future. Maybe for next quarter, we'll be more or less static except these two one-offs.
Okay. So the additions, like you've added 700 field force in the first half. So in the second half, what number can we expect?
As of now, we don't have very firm plans for second half addition. But however, this may undergo a change as we move along. But as of now, there are the plans are not being finalized.
Okay. And my last question is, considering whatever launches you've had and the field force addition that you have done this quarter, so can we expect, what growth can we expect going ahead?
Well, I think as long as we are in a very strong high double digit, we'll be very happy to be in that in terms of as long as they're higher than the market in terms of what it does, that'll be really good for us. I think a pharma growth of 16 to 17%, which you've done for this quarter, is a good indicator of future.
Okay, so can we see 20% plus kind of growth is there?
I don't know, Ashwini. Like I said, the pharma has seen a growth. Like the 14% what you're seeing for the quarter is driven 16% with pharma, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So roughly around 16 to 17 should be a good indicator going forward. And whether it's 20 or whether it's 19, and I wouldn't be able to really answer. But we are hoping that we'll be in line, we'll be at least able to beat the market or at least go in line with the market.
Okay. Okay, fine. That's great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ms. Desai. Our next question is a follow-up from the line of HR Gala of Quest Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, the new product which we launched in this quarter, I did not get the name properly. What is it?
It's a product called EQO.
How do you spell it?
EQUIO.
EQUI.
Yeah, O.
O.
Yeah. It stands for equilibrium in your life.
What is that?
Equilibrium in your life.
Okay.
So basically the pain is in the area of pain.
Huh?
The combination of acetaminophen and paracetamol.
Okay.
Management.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Gala. Our next question is from the line of Arpit Kapoor of UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Hey, well.
Congrats for this good set of numbers. And apologies that I joined the call late. I just wanted to know how the two branded generics that you have launched are doing and what's the strategy going forward for the same, as in any new branded generic launches which we can see in the coming next two quarters? Thanks.
Yeah, the launch of branded generics in this year is aligned with the branded generic strategy, which we started last year. Okay.
Right.
So therefore, you will have some products coming in regularly as part of a strategy there. We have our total new products have contributed close to about 12 crores for the half year, roughly representing around 3.2% of sales. And we expect for the full year we will have about 3.5-3.7% of sales for the going forward. And we have had some pretty good response to some of the products we launched. The multivitamin we launched, Biconex Special and Biconex GX, is doing pretty well. We already crossed around 3 crores of sales in each of those products there. We launched an acidity tablet above 5. That has already crossed about, touching 5 crores. It'll touch about 5 crores for the year in the first year of launch.
Right.
So some of our products we have launched have done reasonably very well, beating our expectations.
So we can also expect a couple of new products being launched in the coming quarters?
Yeah. Hopefully, if everything works well, yeah.
Okay. And as far as the integration with the sales team, the realignment, is it going to start sometime soon, or as of now, Pfizer and Viatra are still going to function as independent units in India?
No, it is going to function as an independent unit, but we have begun the process of operational integration.
Right.
What that means is we are trying to leverage the strengths of both the companies and see which are the areas where we can support each other.
Right.
We do have some common functions between both the companies. We do have a cross-promotion between both the companies. So that operational thing have started there. So wherever there's a scope for a common support in both the companies, we're leveraging that.
So we can see improvement in margins going forward because of some synergies which can be explored through both the integration?
See, I can't answer that because if you look at the portfolio of Viatra and Pfizer, we consistently maintain that both are very complementary in nature.
Okay. Right.
So in terms of synergies, they can't be much because there are very few overlaps in both the companies there. So I don't see very much of synergy coming in because of integration of the things there.
Right. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kapoor. Our next question is from the line of Sharad Ram Narayanan of Pari, Washington. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Sridhar.
Hey, Sharad.
Sridhar, can you just elaborate on that 200 odd people who moved from Viatra to Pfizer? What exactly was that?
Nothing. We had some job opportunities in Pfizer as part of expansion plan. And we did the internal job posting to everyone, including the group companies here. So we had about 200 odd people of Viatra joining us as part of that opportunities.
But is that not a very substantial portion of Viatra's?
Yeah, we are doing a cross promotion from here. We are supporting the sales of that product from here. So we are not, the product sales are not impacted there. We are supporting them with the sales people from here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Narayanan. Our next question is from the line of Girish Bakru of JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to actually clearly more understand this raw material movement, because last quarter raw material was as high as about 39, and this is first quarter 10 actually I'm talking about, and second quarter 10 it's 35. As you say, like, it's continued benefit which you're receiving now because the vitamin prices were high. So how long this thing will go, because it's kind of difficult to get a sense of where the raw material will be going
See,
forward.
We haven't had touched any exceptional hit to our material cost in this year at least. The whole of last year, we were impacted by high vitamin C price. That's the only price which actually moved all of last year, which impacted our P&L to a large extent there. So therefore, in one quarter, I remember having reported a 41%, that's actually last quarter. And prior to that, it was 37, 38, 39. I think on average, as long as we are in the around 35 to 37 range, I'll be happy with that. So that's where it will be.
But the large benefit which you're saying in the current quarter is coming from vitamin C prices being down, right?
Yeah,
crores are out.
It's not down. It's comparatively lower than last year what I procured. Okay.
Right.
So we are procuring at a market price now, which is in line with the price which is published by NPPA for procurement. Whereas whole of last year, we were forced to buy higher than the price declared by NPPA. And hence, we got about 3 crores of benefit in terms of compared to lower costs this quarter for the same period last year.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bakru. Our next question is from the line of Sudarshan Dhamal of Allod Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you update me on your current year CapEx plan and CapEx which you are intended for next 2 to 3 years, a broad outline?
No major changes in the CapEx, no major additions coming in. Most of the additions are coming in account of increase in field force. We give laptops to the people, etc. And all. So basically, it's basically operational additions, not major any planned expansion.
Okay. So one more thing. Can you broadly break up your pharma sales into sales which is coming from top 5 or top 10 metros and other sales, just to get a feel where the sales reach is?
I don't have the information with me out here, but all I can tell you is our growth which is coming in are predominantly coming from metro cities. Okay, we're very strong in metro. We are growing faster than the market in metro cities. We do have a challenge in growing as per the market in below metro. We do reasonably well in tier 1 and tier 2, but after that, it becomes a challenge to grow as we land in the market. So most of our growth is, as of now, is from metros.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Our next question is from the line of Bhavin Shah of Dalat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks again. So actually, just reading Mr. Gary Beccaro's statement, and he made some time back that we would wish Pfizer to see among the top five in the Indian pharma market in terms of ranking, I guess. By when do we see that happening? And surely, you know, the Wyeth integration would also help us consolidate our position. But anything else that you could share on this?
No, I've been told that if you were to look at Pfizer and Wyeth combined together in India, we'll probably be number eight.
Number eight, yes.
So therefore, we are nearly there from a 14 to about 8. We already moved in the last few years.
Sure.
Yes, like Mr. Jerry Beccaro said, yes, the ambition is to be in top three and top five.
Okay.
I mean, the opportunities are always being explored. If something comes through, it'll come through. I think that's what he meant, I presume.
Okay, but the base business growth driver, I mean, that's...
Base business growth driver would be around, you know, our projection is we'll be in the strong double digits of around 17. As long as we are in the 16 to 18 range,
right.
We'll be very happy. Okay, that's basically on account of the field force expansion and the BVO launches. So therefore, that's what is one of our main drivers are going to be. So even by that logic, you do a CAGR, we'll be doing reasonably well in the next few years.
Okay, and any guess number on what would be the DPO standpoint from Pfizer Wyeth combined entity together?
What is DPO?
DPO coverage or like in our company is 20% or?
No, I don't think that should really change much. Actually, if you look at total, it should probably come down.
Okay.
Okay,
but acquisitions would further help you get your ranking up. That's what it means.
Yes, I presume so. That's what I presume Jerry Beccaro mentioned.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. S. Sridhar to add final remarks.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining the call and thanks for your questions there. Unfortunately, Mr. Keval Handa was not there, so therefore I stood for him. We've had a reasonably good performance. We are happy with the pharma growth around 16% for the quarter. We have added some field force and brand launches, so we are in a very exciting phase. Yes, we have had some impact on profit because of people, but hopefully we will see improved performance as we go along in the outer quarters. Thanks a lot for joining us, and thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Sridhar. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Pfizer, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us on the Chorus Call Conferencing Service, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.